Oh, hey, everybody. It's J2K Podcast. I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Christine.
And I'm Kareem.
That's right. And I would just like to add that this is our 20th podcast, our 19th week of podcasting total for J2K.
Happy anniversary.
All right.
But you have to sing it to us like Betty and Wilma.
I don't remember how they sing.
Happy anniversary, Flintstones, baby.
Yeah, man.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
So what's going on with everybody?
I had a good week. Great week. What about you guys?
Powered through it.
Yeah.
I'm on day four with no water. Woohoo. Well went dry. That happens here in Oregon. I guess your wells will go dry in the Pacific Northwest. I found out this week.
Yeah, you're praying for snow and rain.
Yep.
I'm surprised it went dry considering we had quite a bit of rain there for a bit.
No. Did you know that we only got 0.08 inches? No, that's what you blow on. That's what you get. How you get a DUI. 0.08.
Or so
0.8. We got 0.8 inches of rain in the entire month of November here.
Yeah, it was one of the
driest. And we normally get 7 inches.
Boy.
Which is what I blow on a grinder tape.
Yeah. So my week's been very interesting.
Like all 7 inches? Wow.
Wow.
Is that like the dude in the Cadillac?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was a Lincoln, or no, Crown Vic.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Crown Vic. Holy crap.
Yep. Crown Vic, touch my...
Brick! So how does one fix a well? Do they pump water in there?
No, they have to drill a new one.
Oh.
And originally they were like, oh, it's going to be the first or second week of January. And I'm like, what? Well, I don't know. Something with Justin's grinder date made it happen a little sooner.
Well,
thank you, Justin. No, they found somebody that can do it next Friday, so that's really nice. Okay. So it's definitely been, it's like this just impending doom in your life. Yeah. It doesn't sound like it's like that big of a deal, but as you guys know, I have a ton of plants. And they all need watered, and it dawned on me it's probably gonna take me 20 gallons of water to water my plants. So that's what I'm gonna be doing this weekend.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
A winter drought.
It is, yeah.
You should have brought a bunch of tubs of stuff and you can fill up here.
I have
not that this is podcast topic. Last time we had that water advisory in Salem, we were supposed to boil water. I filled like a bajillion gallons.
You were not supposed to boil water, babe.
We were not supposed to drink it.
That's right. We weren't supposed to boil water because it could affect the blooming.
Concentrate.
Make it even more.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Justin turned us onto that, right?
But when the water was okay, I put a bunch of gallons down in the basement if you want to take some for the road.
luckily, my landlords, they have livestock, which really makes this a huge inconvenience for them because they go through 50 gallons of water a day on their cows. So I was briefly talking to them because I told them not to worry about me and that I'd figure it out for myself because I'm only trying to like, and I'm like, you know, you think you're like, oh, it doesn't take that much water. Like I've been camping before and then you're like, oh, I don't do my laundry when I camp. I don't have to look good for work when I camp. There's usually some sort of porta potty of some sort when I camp. You don't have to flush a toilet. They're going to let me, he's going to pull the water truck up to the house tomorrow and hook up a hose and let me water all my plants, which is really cool because I felt really bad. I was like, it's probably going to take like 15 or 20 gallons. He's like, that is nothing compared to what I'm using on a daily basis. So
I know a guy that lives in a cabin in the middle of nowhere with no running water or electricity. And it's up a hill and he has to every day go down and pack up like 2 big like packs of water up the hill.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's amazing how much water we use and what it takes to get it there.
I agree. It is. Mm-hmm. Yep.
When you don't have a faucet you can turn on. you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like when the power goes out too. Like you don't realize how much you use everything. Yeah. Like, oh wait, I can't use that.
It's kind of like cutting the end of your finger.
What?
Yeah. Oh, you don't realize how bad it is until
you pick shit up all the time. Yeah. It's true. Ow! 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 Ow!
Yep. So yeah, when the countdown's on, one more week, and thank you guys for letting me use your washer and dryer. So the cool thing about all this happening is the last of the water was used on a load of laundry of mine that was seriously like every pair of sock and underwear I pretty much owned. I had let it go that far. I was wearing like the underwear you just like
didn't want to wear.
You should have thrown away, but you didn't.
Yeah.
And I was wearing my David Bowie dog socks that day to work. Like that's
David Bowie dog socks.
Yeah, David Bowie dog socks.
Diamond dogs?
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Nice. Awesome.
Yeah. FYI, everybody. Kareen is, because we have such an amazing studio, we have a washer and dryer here at the JJK Studios. We're in the Christmas room tonight.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Very Christmas.
The Christmas studio.
Twinkly.
Yeah.
No.
Trees up. Stockings are hung. Presents not to you guys are laying under the tree.
I know.
Unwrapped.
I hid theirs.
We had to hide yours.
Like, oh, they're coming.
Well, I guess that means we gotta buy everybody gifts too. Shit.
No, it doesn't.
No, you don't.
Just kidding.
We saw them when we thought of you guys.
Yeah, well, you doing laundry at the studio is gift enough.
I know.
Hey, I don't know. I'll talk. What you guys want to talk about gifts?
Yeah.
I would like to talk about the snuggle. Pellets.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh. So guys, here in the studio, they've got all the laundry fixins. And I came in and I said, well, since you guys are mature adults, I didn't bring my detergent and dryer sheets over.
What does that mean? Like, you're mature adults?
Well, because you know,
adults,
like, when you're, like,
so you're gonna have,
you know, when you're, like, 20 years old, you can
buy
your house, they might not have laundry detergent.
Like, I'm gonna wash my own clothes, but with no, like, fixings.
Yes, I knew that you guys would have the fixings, and I was like, I am not gonna drag all this over for one load of laundry. And I go down to the lower level of the studio, where we sometimes record, and that's where the washer and dryer is. And here are these snuggle, I'm gonna call them snuggy pellets.
Well, what they are
beads.
Scent beads.
Snuggy beads.
Scent beads.
Yeah.
And they are made by all different kinds of companies. And we usually get another brand, Downy, is what we usually get. But Snuggy was $1 a bottle.
$2 a bottle.
$2 a bottle.
It was on sale
and
5 for $10 at
the banker is not happy about how much we use of those things, by the way. But let me tell you this. If you use them, and you are standing around, and it's like in your, maybe where I work where people smoke a lot, you can do, like, lift your collar out and smell your clothes, and it smells wonderful. Doesn't smell like cigarettes at all.
I like them for the sheets and for, like, the towels. And they're like, oh, so fresh. So fresh and so clean.
And if you're my mom, you're like, oh, my God, I just love how your laundry smells.
Oh, see, I feel like it's usually the other way around. Like, to me, like, my
That's
mom gives
says.
Us all the fixings. Like,
yeah.
And I love going there. Like, I will always launder all my clothes before I leave and come home. And it's like I open up my suitcase and I'm like, oh, it smells like home.
When I go home, my mom does my laundry for me. It's so sweet. And she folds it all up on my...
Oh, thanks, Mommy.
Have you ever tried the scent beads, Justin?
I haven't, but I do smell other people's clothes.
Now you know why.
When they're not looking.
That's amazing.
Just a quick sniff.
Like, oh, that's a sucky person.
Did I tell you guys about getting caught smelling a girl's lotion? Did I talk about this on the cast?
I don't think so.
No.
So
I haven't heard this.
I worked at this giant studio warehouse, a book warehouse. And had a big crush on a girl with a sweet Bosnian accent. And she wore this, I don't know, Victoria's Secret lotion or something. It smelled amazing. And so everybody went, we all went to break at the same time. Well, I was finishing up packing a shipment and everybody else had gone. So on my way out, I walked by her little work area and I picked up her lotion and popped the cap. And as soon as I put it to my nose to take a sniff,
What are you doing?
One of my buddies popped around the corner, peeked his head around the corner. Went, what at Melnike, man?
What?
So, what at Melnike?
Oh, my God.
And without even thinking, nervous reaction, I was like, it Mel good. So after that, every time he saw me, he'd be like, hey, man, what at Melnike?
Oh, my God.
That's a creepy Justin story.
That's a good creepy
Justin story. You're in your own Crown Vic in a way.
Yeah, I was in my own Crown Vic.
Well, I wanted to talk about Matt, who was on the show. Matt McMains, my man Matt.
McMatt.
He loves the podcast, and he constantly wants to be on it, but he works the weekends, and he always has something to say. And he emailed us, and I just copied and pasted it over. I'm just going to read it like raw. I'm going to raw dog this to you. It says, as I sit on my throne of emptiness, I contemplate what is coming next. Will it be dry or will it be wet? Will I struggle or will it go easy? Then my brain starts to hurt, so I watch YouTube on my phone as I take a shit. Oh, and by the... It's Matt. And it's Domino's. And they have both carry-out insurance and delivery insurance. Just saying. Oh, still one of your 9 million listeners. Hashtag fartbox. Hashtag totes dope AF. Hashtag my farts smell too.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
It's Matt.
That's good to hear from you again.
And he has an open invitation to be on the cast, but he just doesn't have the time. So, I guess I'll keep going.
Yeah, speaking of which, I saw a meme today that said, yeah, I'm into S&M, shitting and memeing.
That's good. That's a great segue into my story. So, where I work, I'm at work. Let's just put it that way. And I am cleaning a bunch of stuff. And I'm... when I am doing that, I can't leave that area unless certain people come and watch that area. Mm. Because it's secured.
Secured equipment.
Yeah. So, I'm going about my thing and I got a fart. And a fart. Mm. But it might not be just a fart.
Oh.
And I can't tell, but I think it's probably not just air. And so, I'm... stuck there, and I am looking around for another person in my department, or people in my department, or a security person, because they can watch this area. And luckily enough, my friend Spicy McHaggis, who's a security officer and a pro wrestler, comes walking up, and I'm like, hey man, will you watch this while I go to the restroom? Sure, man. I go in the bathroom, and it is
bad.
Well, no, it's not bad at all. Yeah. It didn't break the first line of defense. But it's what can only be described as a... like a clear... when Jell-O isn't quite hard yet, with brown streaks in it. Glob.
We have an appointment to see the GI specialist.
That's mucus.
That's a lie. It looks like mucus.
It is.
It looks like I sneezed with a little bit of poop in there.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm perplexed. I don't know where that came from. Like I didn't eat me
well,
almost star Jell-O.
That was lube.
There shouldn't be lube in there though.
Like, we need to talk.
What did you do while I was sleeping, Christine?
Just playing
She's
around.
She's like, I'm going to squirt some
See
just
what
me
fits
in
there. See if we can be another
it's
ER story.
It's just like me. Anyway, so I was able to just clean my underwear out. And, like, I wear Carhartts or Dickies, like, work pants. And, like, you can't commando those. Like, you'll be bloody by the end of the day. So I cleaned them out best I could and went on about my day. I immediately, when I go in, message Christine, like, babe, I just sharted at work.
Yeah, of course.
The text thread is...
Oh, yeah. Why don't you just read it from where...
I know.
Can you find it?
Yeah, so first... it started with, I sent him a picture of a baby Yoda that somebody had made at work. They fell on
a plush baby Yoda.
So I was like, baby Yoda. And then he goes, that's so cute. And I just sharted at work. And I said, you shared it at work or you just shit your pants? He says, I sharted, babe.
Yeah.
And then, he sends me a gift.
Did I stutter?
Because
now I'm pissed.
And then I said, I'm just making sure. Well, we know the last time you shit yourself. He says, you're so funny when it's not you, baby. And I asked him, did you throw out your undies? He says, no can do. I need them for my fat girl thighs. Had to clean them out. And I said,
oh. Yeah, this comment right here is the one that makes me know she's... for me forever, and I want to sock her in the face.
I said, so, stinky undies went out over chafed thighs. I get it, priorities.
Because, like, what do you think, like, if that was you, like, I'm like, I want to, like, go on the defense, right? And I want to rattle off a fucking 42-word text that describes, like, there's no... chunks of shit in my underwear, come on, man! And I'm just like, oh my god, there's
I can tell you, every time, like, I go commando. But I don't understand, because I don't have to wear car art.
You're also wearing director slacks.
Yeah, like, I'm wearing work slacks.
Yeah.
It's like those signs on the factory floor, 0 days since last incident. It said like 68, and you see a guy come over and dry erase it and put zero.
And you're like, dang it. And I was like, well, now we know when you last shit yourself.
Along the lines of this podcast, I pooped in my pants.
Wow.
And I love that you shared.
And it wasn't just poop, it was like
lube.
It was lube phlegm with poop in it. Or wait, lube mucus. Because I don't know what the hell you're doing. When I sleep on my side,
I'm not leg up like the doctor asked
you
to do
when you're doing a colonoscopy. Maybe she's like, are you like a closet colonoscopist?
No.
Colonoscopist.
I've never gone near your butthole, babe. Your waxer has gotten closer to your butthole than I have.
That's true. That is very true.
Wow, I'm sorry that you had that experience this week. That really sucked.
It was so funny, though. And of course, I'm out, like, in front of the office. Hey, he told him to shit his pants!
Yeah.
Like, all the employees at work.
Yeah. And, like, I see these girls maybe once a year or once every...
Not often.
Yeah, 5 months. So then next time I see them, all have forgotten about it, but they won't.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, oh, yeah. Too funny though. I mean, it's too humorous not to share.
No, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I'd probably go overboard with that.
No, never trust a fart. That's the motto.
Well, I know, but like 99% of the time, I can trust a fart fully.
Well, I think for me, it's a higher percentage than that. I mean, that's like 1 in 100 you're sharting yourself. So.
Oh yeah, no, 1 in 100. 1 in 100, I'm like, I'm going to hang on to this one. I'm going to let that one cook a little longer.
Let me tell you, the rest of that day, I was hanging on to it.
I wasn't having any sort of indication that
I was going to have, like, the fucking clear version of the shit that's stuck on Spock and he's like, pain, or like the flying eggs from Star Trek. I don't know. What the fuck's coming out of my ass and why?
And holding in farts is not healthy or comfortable.
No.
And then I think I've mentioned this before, when you hold it in, but then you burp and you're like, wait a second. There's no possible way. But that, you think about it.
That tasted like twice baked hot dogs.
Oh
So yeah, I mean, I don't know why. Like, I had gelatinous ooze coming out of my butt for one fart.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're going to a doctor about that. That's
I'm not going to
the doctor. I know, so, I'm
looking at this beautiful Christmas tree. You guys can't see it, but it's gorgeous. And I was in the break room the other day, reminds me, and was talking to a coworker. They're like, do you have any Christmas decorations up? And I said, no, the boys are, they're going to stay at their mom's house. We're doing Christmas over there, and I'm just not going to put anything up. And two dealers who I talk to rarely turned around, and they were like, dude, go buy some Christmas shit for your kids. You sound like a sad dad. Oh, man. Aww. So the next day, my son and I went and bought a fake Christmas tree and put it up. And it's gorgeous.
Was your son happy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they love that. Yeah. Sweet, yeah.
We bought goth Christmas ornaments. They're black and red.
Awesome.
Nice.
Chosen by my son.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
You got that death metal tree going on.
Right on. Yeah.
Green, do you have Christmas ornaments up?
Well, I don't have ornaments up because I didn't put a tree up, and I slacked last weekend, and now with my no water situation, everything seems like a gigantic chore. So I don't think I'm going to put one up.
No?
But I have a bunch of decorations up.
Mm-hmm. Have you worn your Christmas shirt yet?
I wore it today.
Yay!
But I must say, I think I got ripped off.
Oh, really?
I think it's a pajama shirt.
Oh, really?
I am dead serious. Okay, and you wouldn't think there's much difference between a t-shirt and a pajama shirt, but, like, you know, like, women's pajamas that are, like, real thin cotton and, like, that weird, which I can't stand that material, like, I always sleep in, like, sweatpants and a t-shirt. Like, I don't like...
It's, like, that kind of shiny...
Yes.
You know,
and, like, kind of, like...
Like,
yeah, flowy kind
of
stuff.
Silky-ish.
Well, I haven't worn it yet. Just so you guys know, I got the cutest Santa Claus shirt when we went on a little adventure one day. And I put it on, and it hung down to, like, here.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. And it's not, like, too big. It's just, like, really long.
Yeah,
it's
like a long pajama shirt.
And then I'm looking at it, and the way it's cut, and the way the sleeves are different, I'm like, this is a... Tina, I got ripped off. Where are the fucking pants? Where are the matching pants? I don't know. So I had to tuck it in, which is not something I typically do.
Yeah.
But the big wigs are at work this week, and I squeaked out on casual day with just, like, not wearing jeans and a...
pajama top.
And a pajama top.
So this is a... another creepy Justin thing that I do.
He's like, not about your Santa shirts.
No, this
wait,
has to do, this
I
is
was
Santa.
Just gonna say, there's nothing like that look when you tuck in a shirt that's way too much on your ass. So you like, is that like her underwear or her shirt? What?
No, there's like a little too much fabric back there.
Yeah. Well, luckily it's that thin, silky stuff. It's totally
that was my creepy part. Go ahead,
okay.
Justin.
So anytime I see, and this is all year long, folks, not just Christmas time. Anytime I see a gentleman, an older gentleman that looks like Santa Claus, I will attempt to sit on his lap and tell him what I want. just like walk over slowly and try to sit down on a stranger's lap and be like, okay, I want a skateboard and Jeff is showing off his Ohio socks. Dang, look at those.
Oh, yes.
Next time I see a guy that looks like Santa,
tomorrow?
I'm asking for those socks.
Ohio.
So, for real you do that, or?
That happens, yes. Not every time, but it does happen.
I think this is, I think we need a field trip.
A field trip?
I think we need a challenge. Let's
oh,
all
to
go
see
out
if you'll really do
and
it.
Try to find some Santa-looking men and see if Justin really pulls through on this one.
I'll just sit on strangers' laps. That's fine. They don't even have to look like Santa.
Okay.
Everything's changing now. FYI, you will get to see the tree in the photo we take for the podcast at the end. It'll be attached to this episode.
Ooh.
That tree is a love-hate relationship.
You
should
have left my
Santa
shirt on.
Oh, yeah.
Should have put some pajama pants on with it.
Yeah. Well, it's not the Christmas episode yet.
So it'll be a Christmas tree in the photo, and then an OG painting, which stands for Olive Garden.
I love that painting. I got that at the State Fair.
The Olive Garden State Fair.
No, I love that painting. So we went to the State Fair probably 4 or 5 years ago, and it was an artist that was selling his own work. And
at the Oregon State Fair?
Yeah, the Oregon State Fair. And I got the matching OG over here.
Who's we?
That is the OG painting.
I was with Megan.
Okay.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're making OG jokes because we had OG, we had some of that OG salad tonight, that Olive Garden salad.
Well, and she said I got OG salad in a text, and I said, what's OG salad? And she's like, Olive Garden.
Original gangster, baby.
I didn't know that. And I also love to call her out when she says we, because a lot of times it's her and her old boyfriend.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, we?
Yeah, you say we a lot, but not about us. It's about, well, we moved in here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess I could say moved in here.
She's so used to saying it. It's funny.
Well, I don't, like, mean it out of, like...
No, I know.
Like, I wasn't an I when I bought this house.
But I like to, like, mess
with you. I bought
this
studio.
Yeah.
I like to mess with you.
Oh, okay.
Because we enjoy it.
Okay.
We are uncomfortable.
I bet you are. We change the subject.
Korean and Justin hate it when mom and dad fight.
Why are mommy and daddy fighting?
I don't know what we're talking about right now. So anyways, I wanted to ask you, when you bought the artificial tree, is it like one that's like umbrellas open, or does it have like arms that you have to stick on?
No.
Branches.
No, they're like attached to the pole and they umbrella out. And then you have to fan out each little branch.
Nobody
And it's pre-lit.
Oh, cool.
Nobody has a fucking tree as old as fucked up as
yours. That thing takes like 2 hours to put up.
Every single thing is a branch, a fake branch with a little arm.
Yeah,
and it goes into a slot.
Sit there, and it's like an ordeal.
Yeah.
And
they're all labeled like level A, level B.
It's
like 14.
Well, I was telling him, so it's funny. They're all color-coded.
Okay.
So it's like green, red, white, black, green, red, white, black. And for years... like, I had lost the directions. So it was like a free-for-all of trying to figure it out. So I'd have to lay them all out, like, you know, lengthwise, figure it out. Finally, like, I don't know, 7 years ago, I wisened up and I wrote the code on the box.
I thought it was real when I came in, though.
No.
It's like 8 feet tall, it looks like.
Yeah.
7 or 8 feet.
And tell everybody about...
No, not pre-lit.
How I didn't help set it up.
Yeah, he totally, like, just watched me. Actually, he took a bath. When I first, he did carry it up the stairs, give him that. And then he took a bath, and then he watched me do the rest. He didn't, I don't even think you put one ornament on there. You're taking it all down.
Babe,
you didn't put one
we talked about it.
He said he didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Rude.
I like it, but
well,
I didn't want to participate.
My tradition,
we are uncomfortable.
I don't know why you bring this stuff up.
I'm two for two.
My tradition is usually I watch Gone with the Wind, and I watch the first half when I put out the tree, and then in the New Year's I watch the second half when I take it down.
Oh, cool.
But this year I changed it up, and I watched Charles Dickens' original Scrooge
story. Oh, yeah, that's
kind
of cool.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So
when
I started with that miracle. What was the miracle?
Once I got out of the bathtub, it was a cool show.
Yeah. I don't know. It's what was on the other night, and I was like, I'm gonna watch this. It's a Wonderful Life.
Maybe it's that one. Wonderful Life.
That's what I
was
like. I like Miracle on 34th Street. Yeah. It's a Wonderful Life. That's a hard one.
It was a black and white. Whatever.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
I was like, this is horrible.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I've seen It's a Wonderful Life.
Well, you know, my sister had said the same thing last week, and that's when I saw it on. I was like, I'm gonna watch this because I remember watching it in school, which must have been we were like awful. Like, they were like, here, let's just torture you guys.
Most
but I remember watching it in, like, drama class and a couple other, you know.
I haven't seen The Shining either.
What?
I've seen the beginning and the end, but I fall asleep every time.
That's go so good.
Yeah.
I've never seen The Shining either. I've seen it.
You haven't seen The Shining?
Yeah, I'm the same way. I've never made, like, I watch it and I'm like, come on. Like, this is like.
Yeah, it is kind of a slow movie,
yeah.
But it's good.
I like that apartment. Like house thing that they live in now, it's really cool.
Oh yeah,
I need to.
But if I saw the end of it, I'd probably be like, "That is the creepiest house I've ever seen in my life." Right?
Is it the hotel?
Is it a hotel?
It's Timberline Lodge.
Is it the Timberline? I thought it was.
Well, the outside is like the Timberline Lodge in Oregon.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Up at Mount Hood, but the inside it doesn't look at all like the Timberline Lodge.
Okay.
But they filmed the outside, the grounds.
I need to watch it because I want to watch Dr. Sleep because I love Ewan McGregor.
Oh, I love Ewan.
No, I don't love him like that. But
no,
like,
I think he's so... No, just as an actor, he's so good.
He's a good actor. Yeah. I want to smell his clothes. Just kidding.
I'm gonna feed you Snuggies.
I want to make him have like gelatinous farts.
Thank goodness for Snuggies. That's probably gave you an extra barrier of defense because there's probably so many chemicals in it. Like,
got that builds Snuggie up on shield. Your
Yeah, the Snuggie shield.
I do love that he got to use like line of defense though.
That
like,
is,
so
I know.
Quickly.
I know. Seriously.
I was like, look at that. You got to use it already.
Yeah.
That is one of the best. Like when she, Rochelle described that, I was like, oh my God.
And also a perfect time right now to talk about one of our sponsors, Manny Liner. The Manny Liner is a wedge-shaped piece of foam that fits in your butt crack. It's got an adhesive strip to attach to your boxer shorts. It's charcoal-scented and prevents peanut butter butt, doo-doo stains, afraid to farts, prevents all that.
Swamp ass.
So, swamp ass.
Oh, man.
So
what happens to it when like you actually do shard on it?
You throw that away instead of your underwear. It's the Manny Liner.
What about the Lady Liner?
Women can also use Manny Liner.
Does Manny Liner have wings too?
It does now.
I thought the Lady Liner was like a cruise ship.
Here on the Lady Liner.
Oh, my favorite.
Step aboard.
He does the best pirate.
Ding, 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 ding.
Welcome to Depot Bay.
Oh, you have to do Jeff's impression for Rochelle, since it's her favorite. Oh, she's so funny.
Hey, guys, look at my Ohio socks. Red for red, baby.
I love that impression.
Just for you, Rochelle.
Red for red, baby. Hi, this is Jeff.
That sounds like you. That's what you sound like.
You sound just like yourself. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, babe, let me turn the oven up to 350.
There, you happy?
Turkey, sir.
I don't want any danger this Thanksgiving.
Gotta cook this turkey. I don't want anybody getting sick.
Not on my watch.
I don't like danger.
Someone said it was a dangerous game, the app. Cooking a turkey at 220 is a dangerous game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she has a twinkle in her eye when she said it, too.
That's a suggested smoking temperature if you're smoking a turkey, but I think the smoke might kill some of that bacteria. I don't know.
The wings are hard to light, though.
Oh, I did it. Smoking.
I love smoking.
Yeah. Smoking cigarettes?
I love smoking cigarettes.
So do I.
Do you love cancer?
I'm not sure. I've never had it.
Aren't you worried?
I've never felt that.
You're not worried.
I'm sure that I don't like cancer, but I sure do love cigarettes.
Yeah. I don't like
I'm cigarettes. Totally convinced that I will not get cancer from cigarettes, though.
Yeah? Why is that?
Because I'm in denial.
Oh. Not that.
But truly, I am in denial. I'm like, it's not going to get me. Because I smoke all natural cigarettes. Mm. And I'm convinced that it's all those chemicals that they put in those things that give people cancer.
Not the tobacco itself.
Emphysema, COPD, that might be my game when I'm old.
So way back
cancer,
when they
though, I don't think it's gonna
smoked unfiltered camels.
Yeah,
was there chemicals in those?
Huh.
I bet they still have cancer.
A lot of people didn't. A lot of people smoked those forever.
Okay.
Even like when I
grandpa.
Did smoke,
do you know there wasn't chemicals though?
Well, I have a great grandpa. Well, yeah. Yeah, they didn't start putting chemicals in cigarettes until like the 1950s.
Even when I did
like
smoke,
additives. I mean,
like,
they were grown in the field with probably chemicals, but the additives weren't added until like the 50s.
I like smoking. I just, even when I smoked, every time I get done smoking, that taste in your mouth is just awful. It's just, I just want to scrape my tongue. It just tastes horrible.
But when you smoke all the time, you don't have the...
I did when I smoked all the time, after every cigarette.
Hmm.
It was disgusting.
Well, that's something you still struggle with every day, wanting to sleep. Well, not every day, but, right?
Not so much lately. Yeah. But yeah, I go through times when I want to smoke really bad. Mm. Really bad.
And vaping's not the same.
Nope.
Have you ever tried vaping?
Nope. I don't really think that goes against all my reasons why I'm not going to get cancer. So I will not vape. They put shit in that stuff. Yeah.
What is it, the vitamin E that's causing all the problems or whatever?
Man, I can remember when they banned smoking in the town I lived in, but I went to one of the bigger cities and they hadn't banned it yet. Mm-hmm. And people were still smoking in the bars, and I'm like, you guys are gonna get arrested. It's just so weird to like go into a bar now and see people smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
I mean, I work in a casino where people can chug on those all day long if they want, but
just, yeah, that's like the only place like anymore that you can pretty much smoke in.
Yeah.
I know, it's so funny watching like old movies where like they're smoking cigarettes at work or at the hospital.
The doctor's
like,
telling them bad news. Yeah. I've got bad news for you.
Like, I can't believe you could smoke in a hospital. That's crazy.
Yeah. Or on an airplane. That's one that really blows my mind. It's like such a confined space.
Yeah.
Like, so confined.
Pumping oxygen.
Yeah.
Like, I used to work at a restaurant, there was, like, smoking and non-smoking section. And the difference between smoking and non-smoking was, like, a half wall.
Yeah.
It wasn't even, like...
Oh, it wafted, for
sure.
Yeah,
so it's just, like, right into the non-smoking.
Yeah.
People would complain about it all the time. But that's crazy how society has changed.
In a short amount of time, I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Like, even as a lover of my cigarettes, I'm totally... I mean, I think it sucks that you guys have to work in a place and breathe that shit. That sucks.
I know.
That is awful.
You know, is there a higher... Like,
we filled out the paperwork and agreed to do so.
Yeah.
Do your employees, have they been tracking to, like, more people get lung cancer there or have employees...
Why would you track that sort of number?
I was just wondering.
Especially if you're a casino that promotes it.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering.
They're not tracking that. There's
that's
no way.
Like,
my only concern with...
A hazard.
My only concern with it being the chemicals and not the smoke... is we've seen what it looks like and what it does to the lungs, and it's just constant injury. Like, you're constantly injuring your lungs, and they have to, like, keep healing themselves. And that's got to promote cancer cells or unnatural cell growth, like,
wrong.
When you keep injuring them like that. I love Norm MacDonald's joke where he's like, my doctor tried to get me to quit smoking. He showed me a picture. A smoker's lungs. Ah, they were gross and disgusting. And then he showed me a healthy person's lungs. Oh, they were gross and disgusting too. That's why God put those things on the inside.
Yeah, that's a great segue into, what do you guys think about, that, like, do you believe that you are the only person that can make everything okay for you, or do you need something else to make you okay?
Mm. Something or someone?
Do you mean, like, physically or mentally?
Yes. Yes.
Which one?
Yes.
I can't do it alone. I don't think I'd be able to do it alone. Like, I need somebody there to talk to or to vent to every once in a while and to get feedback from and a little guidance. I don't think I'd be mentally healthy without having a friend or a person there.
There's going to be people in the world. But so what are you saying that you have to have like a significant other in order to okay?
Not necessarily a significant other, but at least a really good friend to talk to and get guidance from. But I do agree that like the work has to be done by the individual that needs it done.
Yeah, because
like
you have
to do the work.
You can have the best friend in the world, but if you're all fucked up and you hate yourself or whatever it is you've got, there's never going to be that connection that you are trying to manifest. Like what you really want inside coming out.
Yeah, and you could have guidance from them and stuff like that, but you're right. Ultimately, it has to be you that does that healing process, that initiates it, I guess.
Yeah,
right.
I agree 100%. Like my belief is that I am the only person that's in charge of my happiness or my unhappiness. And everything else evolves out of that. Like, how I walk through my day, what I say, what I do, all that. And, like, you know, I'm in recovery, so a lot of that stuff is based out of my work in the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. But, you know, it all starts with all the little steps I take and all the things I try to remember each day, you know. The things I do say. And, like, if I'm not okay with me in any sort of way, then that comes out of me, usually sideways, or projects out onto other people.
I think even just like going to someone and asking for help or guidance or suggestions, I think that's you doing a little healing on your own. That's something you're doing for yourself too, and you have to be able to do that for yourself. You know?
Yeah.
That's part of doing it for yourself.
Yeah. Like talking, like having someone to like talk it out with. You know, like sometimes you're just like, it comes out of your mouth and you're like, well, there's the answer. Gosh, I just needed to say that out loud.
Right. And I'm not saying that you have to be by yourself.
Yeah.
And that's not what I'm saying.
Are you saying like you shouldn't be waiting on someone else to make a change? It should be you that makes the change?
Well, you're the only one that's in charge of your,
yeah,
of you. And like, you don't have to be by yourself in order to do, to be a good person. Like, it boils down to like, what do you want to do with your life? What are you doing today? Like, what do you want to do tomorrow? Even the questions like for a new job, where do you see yourself in 5 years? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where do I see myself in 5 years? What do I want? Like, and am I willing to do the things in order to do that? Like, I think sometimes the real important work is the my work deep down, and I believe it's all based out of this place of unworthiness that somehow I think everybody has that somewhere, that I've been working on ever since I got sober and started to do the look within, I like to call it. And if I don't keep doing that, then I'm going to be caught up on like what Christine needs to do, or I'm going to project on like my job, those people are like this, or like I want to like record an album, and if I just focus on that and I don't stay current with the little things I need to do each day, then I'm headlong into this thing and I'm in that only. That was a little bit of a tangent, but...
Yeah, what was the question again? Do I need to be... am I dependent on people?
No.
For my unhappiness?
No.
What was the question?
Do you believe that you're the person, the only person that... Like, it's like...
Yeah, absolutely, I think that.
Like, do you believe, like, you have to love you before you can love anybody else, or you have to be able to be okay with you before you can be okay out here?
Oh, yeah.
Just saying that out loud makes me think that that's true. But we put on airs, right? Like, I spent a lot of time making sure that everybody out here thought this was okay, and it looked okay, and it had the things that I needed to have. What?
Do you like
You can't whisper on a podcast or not.
Is it the new do? I think it is.
Yeah.
Well, you said to make sure that I look okay, and I turned to Christine and whispered, he looks great.
Oh, well, no, no. But you know what I mean? Like, your look good, like we call it.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I wasn't focusing on the look within, and so everything else was, like, destroying me. Like, the work it takes to fucking put on airs and pretend like everything's cool is fucking soul-crushing.
Yeah, it can be exhausting. Mm-hmm. Pretending that everything is all right.
Like, I'm trying here, guys.
What's wrong?
I just got a bunch of people staring at me.
It's like, Papa, keep going.
No, I think that, like, I don't know, you're the only person that can make you right within you,
right?
It might take other people in your life to have conversations to get yourself where you need to be, but in the end, only you can control what you say, what you do, how you feel. Like, I'm not going to transition totally off topic, but like, I know people in my life that they're so unhappy in their insides, but they're constantly trying to like find the guy that will make them happy, like perpetually in and out of relationships because they can't, maybe it's the man in their life that's not making them happy, or
the one thing they can buy to make
themselves
happy.
Oh yeah, they perpetually shop. They're shopaholics because clothing brings them joy or food or whatever that may be.
Yeah.
But in the end, it's you. You're the person that controls how you feel, how you react.
Treatment.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Don't. Yeah. And I don't know, for me, like, do not take this the wrong way, but like.
Oh, fuck.
I know.
Well,
I'm
no,
like,
I do a lot of.
We're
uncomfortable.
I know, don't. I'm just like, so.
Thanks for playing.
I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want to make you uncomfortable, but I've been like one of those people that I just kind of go through my life, and maybe it's just, I don't spend a lot of time like. I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't have that, like, artistic soul or whatever it is that certain people have. But I don't sit there and, like, marinate about how things happen in my life. I just kind of, like, do them. But as I've started talking to you and in the 2 years we've been together, I have realized that maybe things did happen in my childhood or my early adulthood.
Third Christmas, by the way.
Did have an impact on me, and I just never let it get to me. But now, you know, I think about it more. But I don't know. Like, I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, I gotta put on a show for people. I just, usually who
well,
I
no,
am
but
is who I am.
Realizing
yeah.
things in the past that...
Yeah, but you're doing it in your own way. But
yeah.
Like, everybody's different, right? We're all...
Like, do
even
I
though
think
they
about how
warn
I'm
against
about this more, should I be thinking about this
yeah,
more?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even though
yeah.
they warn against, like, terminal uniqueness, we all are unique in our own ways.
Yeah.
And you're dealing with it. Well, like, when we're... Like, I'm a firm believer that we can be born into, like, super rich, loving parents, or super poor, fucked up parents, rich, fucked up parents, poor, awesome parents. Doesn't matter. You get broken somewhere. Like, you get damaged somehow. And so, that happens, and then it's up to you later on to either do the work you need to do to be okay, or not.
Yeah, they're...
And the reason the world's fucked up is because there's a lot of or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do feel like people like... I love that you're able to do that. Like, I have a friend that's like... I mean, like classic, like, you know, her dad raised her. Her mom is an addict. She's met her mom like 4 times in her life. Last time she saw her mom was in a Denny's restaurant. Her mom was tweaked out of her mind.
Mm-hmm.
And like, she's in her 30s and she's met her 4 times in her life. And, you know, her dad was just like really not... the best dad. Like, he just did the best he could, is what she says. Dad just did the best he could. Well, really, like, other people be like, my dad was abusive, my dad was an alcoholic, my dad was a womanizer. You know, she never goes on this tangent about it. Then her dad dies of just a stroke when she's, like, 18 years old. So now she has, like, nobody. You know, she's 30 years old, she just had twins. She's the woman who's like, I had twins. I don't know why everyone, like, bitches and complains about getting no sleep and having diapers to change. Like, it's not fucking science, people. You have a baby, you change their diaper, you feed them, you play with them, and they're happy. Like, what is so difficult about that? And I look at her and I'm like, no, I'd be like, my mind would be spinning a million directions if I had twins. Like, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm getting no sleep. And am I doing this right? Am I doing this wrong? And da 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 da, this person's judging me. What does my mom think about me? Well, I wish my mom was here. I wish my mom would leave. Like, all these things... would be happening in my life. Because,
oh my God, you just encapsulated it all right there.
Yeah,
well.
I mean, yeah, it's, but that's how my mind works. And as I get older, I guess, the nice thing about learning and discovering more things about yourself is that now you, like, hold yourself to a higher standard, you hold yourself accountable for things, there's no longer, like, I don't have any excuses, you know, that it is my responsibility and it isn't anybody else's responsibility for my unhappiness. Although I don't think I've ever really, no one really intends on having someone else bring them, let's see, how am I going to say this? I guess it's kind of like what you and I were talking about outside, Justin, where I made the comment, and it's really weird that I've realized this in my life, that I have made choices with men that are just not there for me. And I don't know how I get there. And like, you know, and I know you say you shouldn't expect anything. Well, these are things you really should expect out of a partner. You know, like someone that you live with, someone that you're supposed to marry, yada, yada, yada. Like,
but weren't you like ignoring red flags along the way?
Yeah.
Like even if it was unconsciously, like, yeah. So that's your part. Like if we're doing a four step about this, right? Then that's,
yeah,
your part.
It is my part. And that's,
and
you know, I
that's
have
the part where people stop doing four steps because they you have to own your part.
Yeah.
And even like being sexually abused, like I was, I played a part in that. It wasn't, it's not like, you know, whatever, but you gotta own your own part. You have to like accept the shit that went on and like own your bees. Mm-hmm. And if you can't do that, then you are constantly being a victim.
Yeah.
Or a victimizer.
Yeah, even, I think it's safe to say that there are people that are sexually abused too, that it wasn't their fault. That's gotta be hard to cope with.
Well, I think your part and your fault are two different things.
It wasn't
like,
my
he's
fault.
Not saying it's his fault. Yeah.
It wasn't my fault.
No.
But I played a part in it. I was there.
Yeah.
Even if it's that simple. It's like justifiable anger.
That's where I'm getting confused. I take the term like I played my part like I did something to deserve some of this. That's where my mind goes. Like,
see, no, it's not always that. But like for me, like I have to fully concede the fact that like I am here and that like everything that happened to me happened. And if I try to like make it be a certain way other than what it was, then I'm losing some piece of like what I can learn about it. You know, it's like justifiable anger. Like, my sponsor talks about it so well. It's like, you know, I had a recent thing where this person texted me some shit, and like, it was like, this person did the exact same thing to me, but was pointing the finger at me saying I was doing it. And whether I am or not, like, my anger about that, because I immediately want to be like, you motherfucker, like you did the fucking same thing to me, and I'm right, and that's why it's so hard to not like let go of it, because I'm fucking right. You know,
yeah,
you fucking did that to me. But when I'm like that, I'm closed off and there's no lesson. So like I was able to, with the help of my group of men, to walk through that without bringing up my shit. And it's so hard to not like lace your fucking comments with your fucking little piece, right? I'm gotta get my fucking dig in, because guess what? I'm fucking right.
Yeah.
But it gets me nowhere, right? It gets me nowhere. So I walked through a thing where I didn't bring up my stuff, and I just simply laid out the facts. And I can go to my buddies and be like, that motherfucker, and we all, oh yeah, fuck, I can get it out that way. But to the person, it's like, it's worthless.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're just off on these crazy tangents of like stuff and like explaining myself and not telling you what it's about.
Yeah,
because I don't want to say it.
don't say the person that did that to you.
Well, to circle to another thing this week,
no. Somebody did that to me not too long ago, though. Went off on me on something that they...
Oh,
I was like...
It's cold, I'm hot.
Wait a minute. Is this my voice coming out of your mouth?
Yeah.
Coming,
yeah,
at me where it should really be... I'm like, is this a... It blew me away.
Yeah.
And the first thing I wanted to do was, one, punch her in the fucking face. Or run. And I was like trapped in my car with her. And she's just going off on me. And it was really a crazy...
Wow.
How weird. It was so uncomfortable. All I knew is I wanted out. I wanted her to get out of my car. I didn't want to, you know, and it's like at that point where I'm like, she had like her gloves on, man. Like,
that's,
she was
crazy.
Like,
I've like never like gone off on someone before.
I never,
right? Like, I'm,
I mean,
so
even like,
like
in my drinking days, I was
I'm
like
an ant. I avoid conflict like the plague.
Yeah.
I know, she just feel like she's really disappointed in you, which is worse.
Yeah.
Well, I don't, like, yell, like, I guess, I yell, but I don't like yelling at people. Like I'll or like frustrations, but it's not usually directed at a singular person.
Yeah.
It's really tough for me because I'd say 60% of the funny things that I think of, I don't say because I'm worried about, I'm trying to be a good human and I'm worried that, I'm going to upset one of my friends or hurt their feelings. And because it's happened a lot, because I've done it a lot before,
but
I've lost friends over my
mouth.
That's
you learning the lesson.
I learned a lesson. So, I was telling a story today. It is nice to have that in an argument with someone I am that mad at, to be that quick-witted and like snap out a awful response back. But I so rarely do it because I like you get down the road and you really regret, like, that's a bridge burner sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Well, then no good comes from that.
No, yeah. No, not at all.
Well, this girl, she burned my bridge. I mean, I was like, unfriend.
Undone. Yeah.
Red flag.
So,
lesson learned. Like,
I flunked middle school. I got held back in 8th grade. And my first day of my second year of 8th grade, all my friends had gone to high school. And I was in a class with kids a year younger than me.
Yeah.
And I sat down in my first class. I'm embarrassed. It's like humiliating, and there was a popular girl right behind me, and the class got quiet. She was like, "Justin West, aren't you supposed to be in high school by now?" And immediately I turned around and I was like, "Aren't you supposed to have breasts by now?" And the whole class was like, "Oh!" And it was a really good comeback, but I mean, She said something she probably shouldn't have, but I burned a bridge, you know.
What'd she say?
Well, shouldn't you be in high
school? Yeah, all that.
Embarrassing me in front of the, like.
You're like, what was her retort?
See, now you can use that shit. That'd be a great movie. Or a skit.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty funny, that would be hilarious on TV, but like to be in person, you'd be like.
That's where.
Oh,
but then,
damn,
but
he's
then,
going in the prince.
That's where all
down.
The girls in your head could go.
But, you know, that's, being this witty is both a blessing and a curse.
Oh, God.
It's, you know, I was the asshole, I guess. I mean, I would have looked like a big dummy either way, I guess. But, yeah, my mouth gets me in trouble sometimes.
Crazy. So how'd that work out? Did you just end up making friends in that grade?
Was yeah, now I have, now I have two class reunions. Everybody from all my friends that went ahead of me, they invite me to their class reunion every single year. And then all the kids from the class that I graduated
and then
with.
Every year does that girl go, "Justin West, aren't you supposed to be at the other class reunion?"
Awesome.
But really, that is great.
And you're like, damn, awesome. You got breasts already.
Like, still no boobies.
Now, do you see her, though?
We're friends on Facebook now.
Oh,
get
that's
along now.
Funny. That's awesome.
Remember
so
that
time? A win.
Do you remember?
Remember
do
that
you
time?
Remember?
Tell kids me are so boobs. Cruel. Kids are so cruel to each other. Although people are just cruel to each other.
Well, I will tell you this. That started out with poop, and then it got deep.
It did.
Hey, so to the listeners that may have heard Kareen's comment, Jeff got his hair cut.
Now we're talking about this?
Jeff's hair looks like a million bucks.
I want you to give Michael's barbershop.
It cost me $42.
Give his barbershop some props.
It looks like a $42
awesome.
Haircut, honestly.
Yeah. But they opened up a new barbershop in downtown Salem.
It's called Frontier.
Oh.
And it's so cool inside.
Something? Can somebody
look
it up?
They have a pool table in the back, and we got to play pool while we're waiting for this guy to get there.
Yeah.
It's a barbershop?
Yeah. And it's awesome.
Michael Bradford. Mm-hmm. He's like...
Sounds like a professional
young,
sports player.
Young and super cool.
He's super cool.
And he...
Frontier Barber.
Yeah, Frontier
Barber and Company.
And so usually...
355 Court Street Northeast.
Like, I've been doing the sides shorter, and then he just does, like, a up thing, and, like, had gotten long, and I just said, "Hey, man, I want the sides, like, twos super short." but then the top, like, just do whatever you think looks cool. And he goes, well, what have you been doing, like, this flippy thing? And I was like, well, I'm doing it all different ways. Like, oh, hey, everybody, we're back.
Well.
And we're ready to ride the tiger, I think. How does it go in Jeff's voice?
Ride the tiger.
One more time.
Ride the tiger. Hey, everybody, this is Jeff. I think you should ride the tiger. Hey, Justin, hey, maybe when you come over tonight for the podcast, maybe we could ride the tiger, bro.
Bro, that sounds like Dietrich Bader. You know who that is?
No.
Like the guy that does the kung fu, Rex Kwando, and fucking Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, you're right. Hey, maybe we could ride the tiger, bud.
Hey, it's our podcast, so we can have a moment. Like, don't get so antsy, everybody. Jeez.
It's coming.
Yeah, God. And it goes a little something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
J2K. J2K. Corrine's well dried up, and she's currently doing laundry. Creepy Justin loves smelling things like people's clothes and lotions.
What about like?
J2K. Jeff and Christine are crazy for each other. Don't let them fool you.
So mean to me.
Shouldn't you be in high school or have boobs now?
J2K sometime.
Let's J2K when you come over. J2K.
So we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter. It's at J2K Podcast. And that Gmail again, Corrine, is
J2K Podcast at gmail.com. Email us.
That's
tell
right.
Us the last time you shit yourselves.
This episode is brought to you by Chub Hub for all your chubs, for all your chub needs. Chub Hub.
Chub Hub.
Chub
Hub. Come and chub, y'all. Down at the Chub, down at the old Chub Hub.
Chub.
On 14th and Sharkett Street, Chub Hub.
Chub.
Chub.